Thanks. thank you. I didn't know I was gonna do this. I didn't know I was gonna. I thought I was gonna be a rapper for like a while. Like, that's what it was, you know. When you come from Tallahassee, you come from a small town. You just become a rapper. That's the only way to get out. And as you can see by the shape of my body, I wasn't gonna do sports or anything like that. So that was out of the fucking question out the gate. That was my knees bad, was out the womb. Damn. Most babies cry out the womb. Why I came out of that bitch? Ah, dang. Doc, put me back in. I wasn't done brewing. We all have this vision. We all have this. When we get into the music industry, we have this vision of like arenas and like really big fucking crowds and, you know, but over the years, I've realized that, and we all realize, we don't get to connect with people like ever. Like we don't get to talk to people. We don't get to fucking look at people in their faces. Like for real, we don't really get to see in that mass crowd. We don't get to see like anybody. We see hands when we tell them to put their hands up and shit like that. But it's like the real connection is being able to see people, especially when you see people that you love in the room and shit, and you got reasons that you're doing the songs that you're doing. Like this is, to me, this is superstardom. This is what it is. It's not the huge, you know, huge crowds and shit like this. This is the cool shit to me because growing up, I didn't get to fucking talk to anybody. This is all I wanted was to connect with people. I was the bully kid. I was the smelly kid in school. Nobody fucking wanted to talk to me. This is crazy. And to have, you know, three shows sell out in fucking a minute was... It's cool, you know what I'm saying? And it's not so much as because it's cool because they sold out. It's cool because in this day and age and in this time of music and the way the industry goes, that people want to come to this shit at all is cool as fuck to me. You know what I mean? So I'd say it at all my shows. If you still fucking with T-Pain in 2023, we best friends. And I appreciate you. Put it in your Instagram bio, bitch.
Love you, T-Pain.
Love you too. Girl, my wife is right there. I started doing music for two different reasons. One, when I started rapping in school, I started acquiring friends. People wanted to be around me for some reason. I wasn't good, so I don't know. Where the fuck that came from? And two, the first song I learned how to play on keyboard was Lift Every Voice and Sing, the Black National Anthem. So that was my dad's favorite song, which is why I learned how to play it first. And I learned it in secret, and then I played it for him, and his eyes lit up. And I was like, oh, I want to do this all the time now. Because my dad's kind of a dick. It's real hard to impress him with anything, so the fact that I impressed him with something that I learned pretty easy, it was clear that I wanted to see that fucking face all the time. And that's why I wanna do this next song for that fucking dick.